Dak Prescott, he got paid. Let's go ahead and talk about it here today on Off the Cuff. Oh, you said, oh yeah, there's no intro for today. Guys, we've got just an instant reaction, or maybe, you know, a couple of days late reaction to Dak Prescott getting a four-year extension. It's just me, the host of Off the Cuff, Isaiah Hoffman, in the studio today. But man, we've got a jam-packed week of sports to talk about. We have episode 3 coming up. Hey, it may be up while you're listening to this, so go ahead, go listen to episode 3 after you listen to this. So let's go ahead and get into it. Dak Prescott, man, he got paid 4 years, $160 million. And I know what you're thinking, are you only reacting because you're a Cowboys fan? No, we'll have plenty of reactions coming up very, very soon when news breaks. You'll usually just get my reaction. Who knows? We may have some guests on the show as well. We're going to have some guests coming up in a matter of days. We'll have the F1 special with Warren Central swimmers Roman Davis and Joe Jackson, and possibly sports voice himself, Colin Echols. You don't want to miss that. Now that I'm done plugging everything else regarding, let's get into the big news that we are here to talk about today. Dak Prescott, 4 year, $160 million extension. I don't know why I keep saying extension, but hey, congrats to Dak Prescott. Outplayed the system, and now he is going to get paid. He waited it out, and he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid, and he's going to be the franchise quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for 4 years. And this is a great contract for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott wanted around a 3-year deal because the new TV money kicks in. The cap space, or the salary cap for quarterbacks, is expected to shoot up in the next 3 years. So he's going to be a free agent by the time he is 31 when he gets back out there on the market, if he chooses to hit free agency and not re-sign with the Dallas Cowboys at that time. He's going to get paid a lot in the next coming years. So, I mean, this is probably the best contract in football right now. I know what you're thinking. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, just signed like a lifetime deal with the Chiefs, and he's going to be getting paid, what, $500 million? I realize that, but you have to realize, I mean, it's rare for a free agent to hit the market even once. I mean, this man could have went in free agency this year, but instead he re-signs. Now he gets to have a chance to do it again in just a matter of 3 to 4 years. I mean, it's incredible that Dak got this deal in. But not only that, he also gets the no-trade clause in his contract. And not only that, they're going to franchise tag him. So then, if somebody wants to franchise tag him for a third time, they have to pay that third franchise tag pay, and that is a lot of money. So for Dak Prescott, this is the best deal him and his agent could get. I mean, I kind of shedded a tear a little bit. Tad Prescott, his brother, posted a picture. You know, when you get that big call, you're getting the contract. And Jerry Jones, I mean, man, let's talk about this. A lot of people, this is a win for Dak Prescott. Let's make that very, very clear. You know, when you're Dak Prescott, this is a win for you. This is a huge win. You get the deal that you want. You get the no trade clause. You got whatever you wanted in this deal. For the Dallas Cowboys, though, this is the main question. Is this the right deal for the Cowboys? You know, I don't think people realize this is such a risky situation when you're the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott may not be the same player that he once was. He could be potentially worse, you know, or Alex Smith. He could pull an Alex Smith, come back, win comeback player of the year. I mean, I think even though Dak's coming off an injury, they're still the favorites to win the NFC East title. They should be the favorites. Who else in the division is going to stop them? Philadelphia doesn't have a receiver. New York is New York, and Washington could be there, but they still have an offense they need to figure out. That defense is okay, but they still have to figure out the offense. Dallas is a well-put-together team. If they can figure out the defense and the offensive line through the free agency and the draft this offseason, they should be good to go this season. It's just going to depend then on Dak Prescott. Will he be the same player that he was before that injury? And not only that, you know, a lot of people seem to be confused. How did the injury help Dak Prescott get more leverage in this deal? Well, it's quite simple. Dak Prescott, I mean, it showed. I mean, Dak Prescott used this injury to his advantage because you saw how bad the Cowboys were. You saw how bad the Cowboys were without Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, and no one believes me when I say this, was putting up MVP numbers. He was putting up MVP numbers before he got hurt. Let that sink in. MVP numbers. Dak Prescott was putting up MVP numbers before he got hurt. And now he's coming back to a team that has Michael Gallup, could have been a 1,000-yard receiver. CeeDee Lamb was a 1,000-yard receiver as a rookie. And Amari Cooper puts up 1,000 yards like it's nobody's business. It's like Steph Curry shooting a half-court shot. It's basically a layup for Amari Cooper when it comes to getting 1,000 yards in a season. Dallas could be scary, or they could be, you know, Dallas. 8-8, don't really perform how they should. This is the turning point for Dallas right here. But at the same time, we may have to wait for next year. You know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and you're listening to this podcast, do not take this year as a Super Bowl year. This is not a Super Bowl year. This is not a Super Bowl year for the Dallas Cowboys. They need to fix the defense. They need to fix the offensive line. And Dak is going to probably need this year to get back in his groove. But who knows? Dak Prescott may come out, win comeback player of the year, wins an MVP, takes us as far as probably the divisional round. I don't see us getting to the NFC Championship unless, you know, the Aaron Rodgers takes a spike and doesn't play as well as he usually does. I don't know. You know, it's going to be weird to see. You know, we really don't know what's going to happen until Dak gets back out on that field. And I think, you know, myself included, we're going to be holding our breaths. We're going to be same reason when Alex Smith stepped on that field after his injury. You're going to hold your breath after a few plays and hope he gets through it okay. We're all praying for the best when it comes for Dak Prescott when he gets back on to the field. Man, what a deal for Dak Prescott. Is this a win for the Cowboys? We are soon to find out. Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, they didn't have the cap to give him the franchise tag, but they had the cap to give him this. Well, it actually helped them that they gave him this contract. It opened up more cap space for him, but they could have had an additional $8 million. I believe $32 million from Mike Tannenbaum was saying on Get Up. Go ahead and watch that clip from Get Up where Tannenbaum kind of explains why, you know, the Cowboys are now stuck in this situation. They shouldn't have paid Ezekiel Elliott what they should have paid. They shouldn't have paid Zeke that much. Let's just be clear on that. Zeke Elliott hasn't been the same running back since his rookie year. When has Zeke Elliott had a good game? But at the same time, there's a lot of factors that come into that. You know, I mean, not a good offensive line this year. And, you know, it's hard to run the football when you don't have a good offensive line. And then the opposing team has a good defense. But at the same time, you're supposed to be a top five running back in the league. I don't know what's been wrong with Ezekiel Elliott. There is no more Jason Garrett. You have Mike McCarthy. Let's run the football. That's what has been said over the past few years. They need to run the football. You have a top five running back in the backfield. He barely give the ball off to. Let him work. He can work with a bad offensive line sometimes. Now, sometimes it's just not going to work because, you know, there's a really good defense on the other side of that football. And that's just going to happen. But the Cowboys made a mistake when they paid Zeke Elliott before paying Dak Prescott. They should have paid Dak Prescott before they paid Ezekiel Elliott. Colin Cowherd, he put it like this. You know, they're paying three guys, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Amari Cooper. They're paying these guys money, and they're not even top five in the league. Dak Prescott's close. Dak Prescott is very close to being a top five quarterback in this league. And if you don't believe that, there's just another thing. Dak Prescott's the most disrespected quarterback right now in the league. Name a quarterback that's being more disrespected than he has since his rookie year. You can't think of one, can you? Because it's Dak Prescott. No one has given this man credit. The Dallas Cowboys didn't even give him credit until now since they gave him that pay. They kept trying to franchise tag him. So it just shows no one respects Dak Prescott. No one does. He finally got the respect he deserved when he got paid. But going back to what I was originally saying, you're paying Amari Cooper. Is Cooper a top five receiver in this league? Probably not. He's most likely top 10. Ezekiel Elliott might as well now be top 15. He's probably not even top 10 anymore from the way he's been playing these last few years. And Dak Prescott, maybe this injury has spiked him, but I think he was very darn close to being a top five quarterback in this league before he got hurt. This is a risky play by the Dallas Cowboys, but this is a huge win for Dak Prescott. That is my reaction to the Dallas Cowboys. Once again, this may be uploaded at the same time episode 3 was uploaded today. So if episode 3 is up while this is up, if you're done listening to this, I thank you. Go check out episode 3. Me and Colin had a very heated debate on the LeBron Jordan situation. I put a risky take about LeBron passing Jordan. So go ahead and check that out. If you want to get into the conversation here on Off the Cuff, go ahead and at me on Twitter. Put in a question. Maybe, you know, disagree with something I said on the show. Go ahead. Follow me on Twitter at Zaia_04. That's Zaih_04. We've got plenty of more content coming out for you guys. We are just getting started here on Off the Cuff. If you listen to every episode, I thank you very, very much. Plenty of content coming your way in the coming days.